The following is a podcast from a qualified senior care provider heard on the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network. And we are here with elder law and special needs attorney Jim Taylor, who is based out of Richfield, Ohio, but obviously serves seniors and those with special needs in the state of Ohio. And we are very thrilled to have you on our program, Jim. And one of the things that's really exciting about working with you is you and I have worked together for a long time. You've mentored me. You've helped us in Answers for Elders make sure that we provide the right information. And so as we have grown over time, I'm very, very excited. They always say, you know, we're doing amazing things. Well, we wouldn't be doing amazing things if it wasn't for people like you. And as a result, we're so proud to have you featured on Answers for Elders for your own podcast coming up soon. Tell us a little bit about it. And what is it going to be?
Well, thank you. Well, first thing I got to do is get over the blushing over those compliments. Thank you so much. Fortunately, this is on radio, so no one can see it. The podcast is going to be hosted on the senior resource platform like yours is.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to be called Seniors, Special Needs, and the Law.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Suzanne. That was actually your suggestion.
It was.
And I'm going to talk about long-term care issues,
mm-hmm.
Some estate planning issues, but mostly as estate planning impacts long-term care.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a will guy. I don't want to write your will. I'm going to talk about special needs issues. And again, mm-hmm. how estate planning can include planning ahead for special needs.
Mm-hmm.
I will obviously talk about care coordination because at some point I got to get my nurses on there. Otherwise, there will be a mutiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope to create an information source that takes to the extent possible
mm-hmm.
the confusion that surrounds these issues because mm-hmm. they are very complicated
mm-hmm.
and breaks them down to make them as simple as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be able to, in the time allowed, teach someone to do what I do just because you're not going to do this unless you immerse yourself in it. You're not going to learn this as a one-off. Okay. But I really hope to create an opportunity for people to learn. I'm going to be reusing some of the things you and I discussed on your podcast before mm-hmm. I send up my own.
Yeah.
So we will be revisiting Medicare on my podcast,
mm-hmm.
And we will definitely be talking about estate planning, but really with an eye toward long-term care. But I'm going to try to explain Medicaid, try to explain the VA programs that help pay for long-term care so mm-hmm. that people are prepared for this stuff.
Well, and I think some of the things that you've made our audience aware of is there's all kinds of little gotcha things in contracts that we may sign when we're interviewing long-term care providers. There's little things that we don't even think about. And a lot of times families that are trying to navigate this very confusing world as it is, it's a very emotional and deeply personal time. It's
terrifying.
So what's that?
Terrifying.
Yes. Yes.
Frozen into just assuming that they're signing something that's okay
mm-hmm.
and don't know any better.
And, you know, sadly, sometimes we sign contracts that we don't necessarily know what's in them. And I think this is some of the things that you've been able to help our families with. And, you know, what we get back from the interviews that I've done with you is thank you for Jim, because he's been really a watchdog on little things that you need to be aware of at a time, and having your information available 24/7 is so vitally important. I know there was family not too long ago that listened to, you know, how to negotiate with, I think it was nursing home contracts, and you had talked about these clauses that sometimes they will put in. And they caught one, and it was because of your podcasts. So again, those are the things that we really are appreciative of, because you are such an advocate for our seniors and those with special needs. We're just so thrilled that you'll be offering this show. So you're going to do your own podcast. Now, what's the setup going to be like? Are you going to interview people? Are you going to share information on your own? What is your plan?
At least initially, in large part, simply to get it out and get it started, I'm going to talk myself about what I know.
Mm-hmm.
I got to hope I don't turn to one of the talking heads that we all know about. But at least at first, that's what I'm going to do, because I have a lot of content and I get it out there. I haven't yet found people who talk about these issues the way I do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a bit of a flaming jerk about some of them, and I want people to know what they're getting, and I don't pull punches. And I've got lots of great colleagues, but no one who is as blunt as I am.
Right.
So I'm.
But we need that. We need that when it comes to you.
I'm
so
gonna tell
that's a good thing.
First, in what I know, and then I'm going to be interviewing people in related jobs. So, you know, for example, my care coordinators are going to talk about patient advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, I hope to start talking to colleagues in other states, and so people can start to understand the differences, because Ohio is uniquely difficult, where other states are not difficult. And California is notably easy and becoming easier. But then again, regulation of nursing homes and the quality of nursing homes are different from places too. So I hope to make it more national. But first, we're going to talk about the basics with a lot of Ohio mixed in, simply because it's what I know, and it'd be me as a voice.
Yes,
now, we are going to videotape or computer tape, whatever you call it. So it will be available, I assume, on YouTube. But I'm not the tech guy for that, so we will do it. We'll see what happens.
Yes, and so Jim. It's coming soon, and we say soon, it could be what, a month from now approximately, would you say?
I'm not holding my breath on a month. Let's say 6 weeks, I hope.
Okay. So stay tuned on Answers for Elders. Of course, we're going to be promoting Jim's podcast. And in the meantime, Jim, thank you so much for being on our show. And for those of you interested in contacting Jim, it's www.protectingseniors.com. And it has just been an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much for being here, Jim.
Thanks, Suzanne. Always great to be with you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Answers for Elders radio show with Suzanne Newman hopes you found this podcast useful in your journey of navigating senior care. Check out more podcasts like this to help you find qualified senior care experts in areas of financial, legal, health and wellness, and living options. Learn about our radio show, receive promotional discounts, and meet our experts by clicking on the banner to join the Senior Advocate Network at answersforeldersradio.com. Now there is one place to find the Answers for Elders.
Hey everybody, Jared Sebestier, host of Retire Repurposed. This podcast is dedicated to help people transition into fulfilling and purposeful retirements. Retirement is a big life change. In fact, the two most dangerous years of a person's life are the year they were born and the year they retire. Few people could just flip the switch from working a career 30 or 40 plus years, retiring on Friday, without methodical steps to living what we call a repurposed retirement. To listen now, search Retire Repurpose on your favorite podcast platform, Senior Resource, or Life Audio.